The Pete Santilli Show.
Them get away with. And until you draw the line and you're willing to die for what you believe in, they will keep taking and taking and taking and taking until there is no more to take.
Judges to sign the warrants. This is the same FBI, the same DOJ that comes out and doesn't prosecute any wrongdoing. They want to prosecute Donald Trump for what?
For what?
I got a message for the FBI.
Let's go play.
I got a message for the DOJ.
Let's go play.
I got a message for you crooked politicians.
Let's go play.
I got a message for you Democrats in the deep state.
You know I'm praying for Trump. You know I'm praying for Mar-a-Lago.
You know it's 2 years later and the facts they can't swallow.
So with Hillary Z,
she deleted them details.
Gas prices about as high as Hunter Biden's crack.
Orange man got one goal, that's keep America great.
And if he voted for Joe, then we cannot relate.
Why get a search warrant?
All it took was a subpoena.
He just gave y'all 15 boxes and y'all still couldn't beat him.
I got a message for the FBI.
Let's go play.
I got a message for the DOJ.
Let's go play.
I got a message for you crooked politicians.
Let's go play.
I got a message for you Democrats in the deep state.
Issue FBI or issue KKK.
Issue FBI or issue KKK.
We can't play both sides, I hear Joe. 10% for the big guy who ruined our nation.
I know I'm probably gonna get banned for this one.
These are the crime screaming, immigrant don't get done.
Welcome to Biden's America, where immigrants run wild.
Sing a J6 Harris.
But what about Paul and Bernie Sanders?
Man, he's relevant.
I thought he ain't president.
Untouchable 45.
We know that he's head of sin.
They still trying to F him over, yeah, but he's celibate.
There's a red wave coming. We know you dummies is about to switch.
Yeah, it's the Mayor Magerville, baby.
It's the Mayor, baby.
All this hate
is
just bringing us more power. Trump 2024. You know all this right here is just trying to get our boy hemmed up on something so he can't run. That's all they want. They're trying to ruin the people. They're trying to ruin the country. I love all my fellow patriots, all my fellow Americans. They can ban me all they want. I'm standing tall.
Blow. Let's go, Brandon. I said, let's go, Brandon. Even Democrats screaming, chanting.
Bam. I got a message for the FBI. I got a message for the DOJ. It's called The Pete Santilli Show, so stay tuned. Get your number two pencil out. Make sure it's sharpened. Take good notes, okay? It's a three-step Pete Santilli process. First, we tell you about the weenie. Then we show you the weenie. You know, by the way, government people, they call it the big blue weenie. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Or the eagle has landed.
I've right? heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
So they know that. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I got a slow roll.
Good to hear.
I got a slow roll into the show.
Yeah.
Because running on empty. No, oh, just kidding. No. I'm not running on empty, I'll tell you that. I got a slow roll into the show because I had a relatively emotional afternoon. We'll say it's the best way to describe it, emotional.
Right.
I mean, for reasons you're about to see.
After we watched what we're getting ready to play for everyone,
mm-hmm.
I, you know what, I really had to stop and think about where we are in this country, in this world. And then I looked at it again. You replayed some of it after we listened to the whole thing. And I've got to tell you, it gives, as hard as it is to listen to, I got to say that people like the man that you're getting ready to put on blast here gives me hope, gives me strength to know that there are still good people
there are
in this world that are fighting, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing. It's shocking at first.
Well, let's begin as follows. This theme of this show on this episode 3457, and it's Friday, by the way, the 6 p.m. edition of the Pete Santelli Show on this May 19th.
Amen.
2023. The general theme, all right, centered on this. Watch, there's a thread here I'm going to take you down today, so you don't want to miss any part of the show. That's not the today's episode, but that's okay.
Well, I will let you guys know that coming up here at 7 o'clock is Nathan Pawlowski. He's Artur Pawlowski's son. He's going to be coming on, and he's going to be with his friend Josh Alexander, and they're going to be telling us about what it's like to be campaigning for his father.
Nathan, you can delete that last clip there. I screwed it up. Go ahead.
For his father in Canada, and he's going to be giving us an update. Very important. And you know, I mean, he is one of those young people. These are young people that give you hope. They're in the fight.
Yep, they're in the fight. Yeah. So everybody joining us right now, our beloved listening audience, welcome, by the way, all of our local subscribers. You get backstage access, and I'm locking down backstage right now. You get to hear our chatter during the break where Deb sexually harasses me. during the commercial breaks.
Oh, man.
Just kidding.
You wish.
Huh?
You wish. You wish I was sexually harassing you.
It's mandatory, actually. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, our theme tonight on this May 19th, 2023. May 19th. It's the 6 p.m. edition of the Pete Santelli Show. And we broadcast at 8 a.m. at 6 p.m. If news breaks, we'll break in. Of course, we got a 24/7 stream going on. And the first of the month, we kick off a new show on the front page of Rumble, live from America, Jeremy Harrell's network on the front page of Rumble, live from America, 4 o'clock to 5 p.m.
And that's starting that on Monday.
Right? On the first of the month.
Oh, the 1st of June.
Yeah, 1st of June. Yeah, it's going to happen on the 1st of June. That's a big thing and a lot of preparatory work. But today's theme, here's where we're going to go. Everyone now knows it. Everyone knows it. Everyone awake to it. It's no longer a conspiracy theory that the FBI is a communist spy agency. That's it. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. There is a battle. We already know. It's a battle between good and evil. We hear that cliche all the time, don't we?
We do.
This is a battle between good and evil. And good does good and evil does evil. But the greatest crime upon humanity is those that are in the middle third that are not doing anything. Okay? That's not us. We're going to rise up. We're going to speak out. And you speak out, I'm telling you right now. As a matter of fact, this is what I want to do right now before we get into this. Because now, how do we know that the FBI is a Chi-Com spy agency? Here's one report. The FBI misused surveillance tools on January 6th suspects, the BLM arrestees, and others. They've been doing it for a long time. That's what they do. They spy. And you hear these hearings. I'm telling you this right now. Jim Jordan is a liar by omission. That entire panel of people are not talking about the most important stuff. You got the FBI in front of them. They don't talk about the terror designation giving them spying capabilities. Why? Because the Republicans created that. Mm-hmm. They literally manufactured the Nazi spying system that is gripping the entire world, overpowering the world. The FBI misused a powerful digital surveillance tool more than 278,000 times, including against crime victims, January 6 riot suspects, and people arrested at protest after the police killing of George Floyd in 2020. And in one case, 19,000 donors to a congressional candidate. So politicized, nothing but a spy agency. They may be choked off and freaking choked off completely. Turn their water off, okay? Turn off their electricity. Cut them off. First, we're going to cut them off, and then we're going to kill them, okay? As Colin Powell says, right? It's a
metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically speaking, yeah. I'm not suggesting that we kill, you know, anybody unless they try to kill us and we kill them back. We have no choice. It's called self-defense, right?
Really, when you...
But I'm not suggesting that. I'm really not. I'm not trying to dance around that. If we pull out guns, they would love that, wouldn't they?
Oh, they would.
Oh, yeah.
Would, which is why I advise against it. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, if this would be so easy to fix, all of these hearings that they're having and these...
Charades.
They're
not even hearings.
When all they have to really do is repeal the Patriot Act.
And Smith-Bunch Act, Patriot Act.
And everything, all this stuff. And everything that went with that. Anything that's attached to that.
Shut down Langley. Shut down Fort Washington, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what do they do? I mean, they're having all of these hearings. We talked about this morning. For those of you who missed it. But what do every single year? They reinstate the Patriot Act and
They're literally on one side, outside the hearings, they're giving through the omnibus bill to Republicans. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who took the new Congress, they went right into these hearings and prior to the election, the omnibus bill was passed, expanding the size of the FBI.
Yes.
Billions of dollars more.
And okay. They are going to be building a new compound for the FBI.
Twice the size of the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're having these hearings, and I'm like, are you guys, I guess they think that we're just completely ignorant, but, you know, they give them all of this power. Please, you know.
Listen, it's not just...
Get rid of the Patriot Act.
Somebody said that.
And we're going to be okay.
Vepper74 over there, and I don't know why you guys use fake internet names, by the way.
Well, I like it. It's
you
okay.
Do?
Yeah, I do. I like
names. Well, Robert Hafey. Thank you very much.
We learn.
Why don't you make something up? Like
we learn
Bob
about
Smith.
Them.
Hmm?
We learn about them though, and that's all good.
Yeah, people send me messages. They're like, "Hey, this is Mary, you know, Smith, aka blah blah blah, on this channel, aka blah." And I'm like, I just want to know the human.
Remember when we used to talk about the Patriot Act, and Ron Paul was talking about the Patriot Act, of course, and when we first started this, we were talking about the Patriot Act, and Ron Paul kept saying it needed to be repealed, we didn't need it, and that all of these terrible things were going to happen, that they were going to be surveilling everyone, and the intel agencies were going to be using it as a dragnet, right? Infringing on everyone's rights. And remember, we were called conspiracy theorists.
Sean, you see what I'm doing? I'm sorry.
That's
Sean.
Never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Sean, you see what I'm doing? Yes? And that's okay. Don't get frustrated, Deb.
I'm just waiting.
Okay. Yeah. Don't get frustrated when I put your face on the screen. I mean, it's okay, right?
No, it's
oh, there
okay.
We go. Sorry. Here it is. Are you okay? I'd like that.
I'm good.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you.
I got a message for the FBI. Okay, here's the deal. Listen, we must criticize, and I would prefer not to, actually, if they actually did the right thing. It'd be great, these hearings, than the Jim Jordan and the I mean, all these Republican grandstanders to get their emails out and fundraise, they fundraise. Here's what I have a problem with. They're lying by omission. Mm-hmm. They know about the surveillance power. They don't even talk about it with the FBI. So the most egregious part of what's going on. Let me tell you how many people the FBI is surveilling. 278,000 times. Okay? Pulling 19,000 donors of a congressional candidate. FBI officials say they have already fixed the problem, which the agency blamed on a misunderstanding between its employees and Justice Department lawyers. That, you know, that's all a lie. It's a fake and fraud and a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They get paid to lie. That's all they do. That's all they do is lie, cheat, steal, subvert. What I need everybody to do right now is you need to notify your sheriff and you tell them you better not let a freaking FBI bearcat into your county. Do not do, just put, send them a note and put them on notice. If you do, from this point forward, you will be replaced in the next election. That's it. Now, the people, what do? Form blockades, okay? You block the FBI from coming down your street. That's what you do. If I see a bearcat on my street, I'm blocking it. It's called impeding. They don't like that, but I know my way around that now. We need to get together and stop the FBI from coming into our jurisdictions. They're foreign to our county. They're kidnapping people, okay? And they're doing it for political purposes. Chances are highly likely that who they're going to be coming to get is their political opponent, all right? And they all need to know, you start working on behalf of Hillary Clinton, rounding people up, you got one of us behind every blade of grass. I suggest you freaking kiss your wife goodbye when you leave on that day, right? Because we will not tolerate these massive roundups, massive. When I talk about roundups,
mm-hmm.
talking about massive roundups, okay?
And
these are freaking Nazis. I'm sorry.
Remember just a few months ago when Merrick Garland was all empowered
mm-hmm.
and Biden and everyone else, remember what they announced, right? On CNN, MSNBC, they're not finished with the January 6th yet. They may be coming for 1,000 to 3,000 more people.
Say hello to Sean, by the way.
Hello, Sean.
Hi, Sean. Sean, are you there? Sean, open up a show production sheet and go to the bottom of the show shots, right? I want you to start looking at that. You're going to see this because I'm going to pull something up, Nathan. I'm moving stuff around right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. government allowed Nazis to come into the country. This is not a conspiracy theory. You want to know how I know? I want you to watch this, okay? These not everybody's saying hello to Sean in the locals thread,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Sean wants to know if there's any MILFs out there. Just kidding. He did. Oh, not. He said not kidding. That's funny. Just kidding. He's a fine young gentleman. He is, and he says hello. There you go. Right? Say it. Hello, Sean. Yeah, they can hear you. There you go. There you go. All right. Here's what I'm going to share with you. We had Nazis installed in this country. They became the FBI, the Stasi, okay? Same exact tactics. They've been working their way and encroaching upon us, pretending like they're the premier law enforcement agency, and they're not. It's not a conspiracy theory. Do not let them come into your zip code. It's time right now to start talking about forming blockades, okay? The sheriff needs to lead the charge and stop them. That's what needs to be done. The sheriff needs to prohibit them from coming in. Mm-hmm. He has the authority. Now, if the sheriff fails to defend life, liberty, and property, then you need to replace your sheriff in the next election and just make it right up front. Say, you're gone. Your history, you're gone. Tell him right now. Say, you know what? You might as well don't even spend money on a political campaign. You're not going to win. You're gone. So, let's do this. I'm going to share this with you, folks. This is not conspiracy theory. I'm just going to play a 5-minute excerpt. Here it is.
Close to 200,000 Americans lost their lives fighting the Nazis in World War II. And yet, hundreds of those Nazis and their collaborators, eventually wound up living comfortably here in the United States, becoming U.S. citizens. How did it happen? That is the story we shall tell in The Nazi Connection, a story you have never heard till now, of how highly placed U.S. officials, despite the express orders of two presidents of the United States, invited Nazi collaborators, killers, to these shores to trade what they knew about the Soviet Union for sanctuary here.
Several hundred Nazi collaborators from Eastern Europe and Russia were smuggled into the United States for intelligence purposes.
Smuggled by whom?
State Department intelligence, specifically the Office of Policy Coordination. It was the first covert spy agency set up in the United States. It predated the CIA by several months.
Who is this man making these charges, and what gives him the right to say what he has just said? His name is John Loftus, and for 2 years he was a prosecutor with the Office of Special Investigations in the Department of Justice, responsible for weeding Nazis and Nazi collaborators out of the United States. His security clearance went three levels above top secret, but this young Irish Catholic attorney, now in private practice in Boston, has decided that his conscience demands that he bring to light what he says remained for too long a dark and sinister top secret.
We had one unit of the government out trying to prosecute the Nazis, and other units of the government trying to secrete the information. We later established that the files pertaining to the Nazi immigration had been withheld from Congress, from the courts, from the CIA, and from the local agents of the Immigration Service.
Didn't President Roosevelt, didn't President Truman say specifically that war criminals were not to be brought into the country?
That's absolutely true.
And Jimmy Carter went even further in 1980 when he said that any Nazi war criminal who had gotten into the United States should be rooted out.
The world must never forget the lessons of the Holocaust. That is exactly the reason why, after 40 years of government inaction, I set up a special unit in the Department of Justice to root out Nazi war criminals who may be in hiding in the United States.
That was the unit John Loftus worked for, a unit that is still trying to denaturalize and or deport Nazi war criminals living in the United States. We asked Loftus who it was who had run the old OPC, the Office of Policy Coordination, that was responsible for bringing Nazi collaborators into the United States.
A man by the name of Frank Wisner. He was a former intelligence operator during World War II.
With the OSS?
That's correct. His boss was Alan Dulles in Germany.
The Office of Strategic Services, was it called?
Yes, it was.
Was there nobody in the State Department at a higher level who knew what was going on and okayed it? Did Frank Wisner have no boss?
There were three men who principally were Eisenhower's representative for Cold War affairs during the early 50s. C.D. Jackson, Undersecretary of H.E.W. Nelson Rockefeller, and Vice President Richard Nixon.
Would they have known that former Nazi war criminals were being employed by U.S. military intelligence and were being invited into the country, given U.S. citizenship, despite what they had done?
I read some classified information that indicated that a number of these programs were approved at the highest levels.
Whether Richard Nixon, the late Nelson Rockefeller, and the late C.D. Jackson, former publisher of Time Life, whether they knew is still an open question. But if they didn't know, then they too were being lied to, as was the case with the Congress later on. The story begins here, when the Nazis invaded the Soviet Union in 1941. Just a few months after the invasion began, the Nazis had captured huge tracts of territory that extended from the Ukraine to Belorussia. Belorussia was to be the Nazis' highway to Moscow. At first, the Nazis were welcomed as liberators by the people, scarred by the purges of Stalin. But that changed when the Einsatzgruppen, the Nazi mobile killing squads, entered. These units recruited collaborators from among the Soviet people to massacre hundreds of thousands of civilians. The Russian collaborators with the Nazis served so faithfully and so well that the Germans made the collaborators into their own SS division known as the Belarus SS.
We're talking about the leaders of an SS division that fought against Americans and the leaders of a Nazi puppet government in Belarusia that by the end of the war had exterminated 25% of their civilian population. including nearly all of the country's Jewish population, some 750,000 Jews. I decided to pick one of the regions of Byelorussia and see if we could find how many Nazi officials from that region were in the country. All of them. They knew that the entire Nazi government of Byelorussia, the president, the vice presidents, cabinet ministers, governors, mayors, police chiefs, were all living in America. They knew that.
Who's they?
The FBI, Army Counterintelligence, Army Foreign Intelligence, the Department of State. They knew, and they recruited them because they were Nazis.
As early as 1946, the major espionage services of the United States and the Soviet Union were engaged in a clandestine conflict. The demand for intelligence was so great that a seller's market sprang up. Hundreds of former Nazis and Nazi collaborators found employment in one intelligence service or another. A few of the boldest worked for both sides. According to Loftus, emigres with intimate, if dated, knowledge of Eastern Europe and former Nazi intelligence officers competed to peddle fabricated reports to any intelligence service gullible enough to buy them. And OPC was a willing buyer.
But I still want to make this clear. Did U.S. military intelligence know the kind of people they were bringing in?
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Shortly after being apprised of what Loftus had learned, Alan Ryan, head of the office Loftus worked in, sent a top-secret report in October 1980 to then-Attorney General Benjamin Civiletti, saying that this was the single most important matter his office was engaged in. That report said, quote, "It should be apparent that the matters discussed in this report are extremely sensitive, both because of the number of Byelorussian Nazis who entered this country and the extent to which U.S. government agencies apparently assisted that entry, possibly in violation of the law." John Loftus also gave a set of classified documents on the matter to Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank of the House Subcommittee on Immigration.
When you first heard this tale, Congressman Frank, what did you think?
I thought it couldn't possibly be true. I thought it was the kind of thing that the paranoid type people make up and really wasn't true. To think that within a year or two after discovering the death camps, that the top officials of the American government could have been working with butchers, Nazi butchers, to kind of sneak them into the country. No, I didn't believe it.
Are you convinced now the story is true?
I'm convinced it's true, yes.
What has convinced
documents,
you?
The documents I've read, either someone has done, for purposes I couldn't fathom, the most massive set of forgeries in history, or the documents make it very clear.
What documents have you seen, Congressman Frank, that convinced you?
One that I have right here, which is a page on Emanuel Jashuk, who was one of the Nazi leaders in Byelorussia, who was guilty of the worst kinds of crimes, smuggled over here, allowed to become a citizen.
What does it say?
It says, for instance, that in approximately February 1942, he was appointed mayor of Stolpce. 2 months later, he was raised to the position of the head of the district of Stolpce, which he held until 1944. People should understand that he was appointed to these positions in occupied Russia by the Nazis.
By the German Nazis.
By the German Nazis, and where he was, in fact, promoted because of his good work.
What was his good work?
His good work was to help, one, murder innocent Jewish people, two, to fight the Allies.
Why was U.S. intelligence so interested in bringing these people into this country?
It's not a conspiracy theory. All right. The U.S. government brought in the Nazis. OK, these people are eugenicists. They're a bunch of freaking war criminals. They killed 123 million Russians, and they're still mourning to this day. They had the capabilities to send their Gestapo out, who are known as the FBI and their little minions, to come kill us. They have us databased, they have us profiled, and they're getting ready to kill us. We need to tell them, don't you dare point guns at us. Don't do that. That's what we need to tell them. We're going to take a short break and come back, and I'm going to tell you where I lead. These people also are running the world's largest, most profitable organized criminal crime syndicate, making money hand over fist. Remember the drug business?
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BridieOnMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BridieOnMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Bridie on Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
605-3900.
Be sure to tell him Pete Santilli sent you.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Hi, I'm Ron Paul. I know what you're thinking, another gold commercial. But don't put the TV on mute. You owe it to yourself to listen. Stock markets may be high right now, but they'll eventually fall. And when they do, your retirement savings will fall along with them. Call the experts at GoldCo today to learn more about how easy it is to invest in gold with a gold IRA.
Call 855-614-1681 or visit goldco.com/Pete.
Introducing the Portal Universe only on QUX. This is America's first super app. Easily build your portal, share and monetize video content, live stream, products, music apps, and more. Engage in live chats and private video messaging. This isn't just a TV box or streaming device. This is your social television console. Become a merchant without any setup or monthly fees. Buy and sell using QUX tokens for private and secure encrypted transactions. You control the ads you watch. You control the content you see. You have easy access to products and services you want, all at the press of a button. QUX brings people together, enhances fellowship, community, and networking capabilities, while protecting privacy like never before. Don't wait. Go to QUX.TV right now and order your QUX TV box today using promo code Pete. Be part of a new digital frontier.
Cardio Miracle is the finest and most comprehensive nitric oxide and vitamin D supplement in the world. Made from the highest quality ingredients, Cardio Miracle is driven and backed by science and committed to your health and well-being. Get your 60-day, no-risk, money-back guarantee now at CardioMiracle.com.
One of the most important challenges our country is facing is healthcare. Hi, this is Pete Santilli, and I want to introduce you to Global Tech, and that's with a K, MD. This is a 100% conservative, patriot-run telemedicine company dedicated to health freedom for all Americans. But don't take my word for it. Just take a look at their board of directors. Deb and I joined Global Tech MD, and I tell you, we couldn't be happier. We got the first month for only $9.95, and you will too by using promo code Pete or by calling 844-GLOBE-MD. That's 844-456-2363, or go to globaltechmd.com. Global Tech MD gives you so much medical guidance without ever leaving the comfort of your home. You get access to U.S. board-certified doctors in your area 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with no consultation fees, no co-pays, and no walk-in clinics. And the best part is, it covers your entire family. Global Tech MD also gets you up to 85% savings on prescription drugs at participating pharmacies. And did you know, 73% of all doctor visits can be avoided with a simple telemedicine phone call. Stop paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month on expensive healthcare. Global Tech MD is redefining what it means to make house calls. Call them from the comfort of your home, and one of their network doctors will call you back within minutes. Don't wait. Call 844-GLOBE-MD or globaltechmd.com today. That's globaltechmd.com.
Love Dead Air? Love Dead Air, don't you? Switcher boy. There you go. Better than doing it prematurely, I guess, right? That's okay. Welcome back. Don't worry about it, everybody. Big round of applause for can I get a chimp button, please? No? Huh? Sorry. Send it? No. Try that. Huh? You sent it? I have no VST. No VST? That's okay. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share some things with you. First of all, Deb Jordan, okay? We've got time to do this, and we're going to, leading up to Pastor Pawlowski, all right? These are godly men that are coming on. There is a battle here. Pastor Pawlowski's fighting that battle for everybody in the entire world. He stood before a group of patriots The truckers. Remember the truckers?
The Canadian truckers. Yes.
Yeah, the worldwide, right? Truckers. Everybody. Here in the United States, we looked down and said, God bless you. We stand with you. It's too cold. You know, they stood up. Pastor Pulaski said a prayer. These are godly men standing in the gap. We have good, we have evil, and then we have godly men like Pastor Pulaski who's standing in the gap. Nathan Pulaski is going to join us to talk about that in this epic battle, okay? There's good, there's evil. We already know of that. Remember, that third group is you. You better rise up to this thing. Well, with me. That's what I'm saying. With me. Am I rising up to it, Deb Jordan?
You are.
Speak to this. Will I back away right now? You know how I am about the children. You know how I am about the children. The children that are around us, the little girls, like, you know how I am, you know, as to, like, a young girl. If she's old enough to be my daughter, I do not look at her sexually. I'm very protective. Am I not? Is that real?
It is very, very real.
Very real. Okay. I'm immediately, I go into protective mode. If there's a young girl, if Sean brought a, you know, a girlfriend over, right? He's 21 years old, right? Or, you know, or my daughters, I take them to the mall. I mean, that's my daughter. I'm looking at the men and how they're looking at my daughters. It's very inappropriate. I'm very protective that way. I would not date a girl when I was 21 years old that hadn't turned 18. Okay? I had a girlfriend, Amy Brunio. Right? Her dad was a high-level executive at Century 21. Filthy rich. How did I always end up with filthy rich girls? But anyways, I went to her dad. She was to turn 18 in, I think, 6 months or something like that. And I asked his permission to date his daughter. I would not date his daughter without his permission. That's how I am. Period. Full stop. End of story. Okay? You harm the children, I'm in it. Are you going to join me for this one? They are harming our children. I'm telling you this right now. How are they doing that, Deb Jordan? How? I've been talking about the child porn service. How serious is this? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go grab my articles. Tell everybody how serious this is.
It's very serious. And we watched and you guys are going to see, are they going to see all of it or part of it, Pete? The trailer? And some of the excerpts of the interview that Steve Bannon did with Jim Caviezel.
I'm playing the full interview tonight on the Steve Bannon thing. I'm playing the full interview.
Right. Okay? That's what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So when you watch this and you see how much it affected Jim Caviezel to do this movie, I mean,
listen,
it's breathtaking, really.
Breathtaking. It is. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the FBI became the world's. I'm going to say this loud, and you better be so freaking pissed off right now. You better be so pissed off with me right now. You better. You join me or not. If I have to do this myself, I'll do it. Jim Caviezel's doing it himself. He's going to come right out and say it. He doesn't care what anybody says. He'll have his head chopped off trying to save the children. He will. I'm going to do that too, with or without you. Okay? Now, everybody, you want to sit on the freaking curb right now and not go after these people that are harming our children. And they are. And don't think they are. They aren't. Don't think they aren't, because they are. The FBI became, and Sean, I'm going to show you this. Look at this. I do this with Nathan. They ran half the child porn websites on the dark web starting in 2016. The FBI became the world's largest distributor of child sex imagery. You want to know why they do it? Let me tell you why. And don't listen to these freaking people. They use every single excuse. When they get caught, they got caught. You know how they got caught? By defendants. They got caught by defendants who, guess what, deserve to go to jail. These little chomos deserve to go to jail. But it just so happens that the FBI was running the sites where they were watching child pornography. The defendants deserve to go to jail. But who's running the sites? It's the FBI. It was discovered by accident. They're running 23 child porn websites. They use it for two reasons. To co-opt their political enemies, turn them into informers, totally capture them, and they also use the child porn websites for their secret covert operators to communicate in chat rooms. Do you understand that? These freaking communists are running child porn websites as a communications tool, as a subversion tool, and it's documented in the federal court system. How do I know this? I ran the court documents. Ladies and gentlemen, in the federal court system, Norm Pattis, okay, defended a case because he got involved because the FBI was running, and these are the affidavits here. I have the affidavits, folks, and I'll put it on the screen, Sean, right, to show everybody. Look at that. Look at that affidavit. Websites 1 through 23, entering a username and password or access any section of the websites where child pornography may be accessed or files uploaded to 1 through 23. The NIT authorized by this warrant will attempt to cause the user's computer to send the above information. The normal course of operation of the website, a user sends requested data, 1 through 23, blah, blah, blah. The FBI became the biggest, sorry about that, they became the biggest distributor, having 23 child porn websites being run by the FBI. And they're not using it for investigative tools. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're not. The entire Pentagon, I have a document, 5,000 Pentagon employees were on child porn websites. Now, what do you think would happen if the FBI, who's running those child porn websites, knows that a military general, okay, and a military intelligence officer is on a child porn website? You want to know what happened to those people that were on the child porn websites? The FBI said, oh, we'll make that go away. We need you to work for us. The FBI's overthrown our country. Do you understand that? We need to have proper authority launch a drone strike on the freaking headquarters and the building that's running the child porn websites. How about that? Does anybody disagree with me right now? Anyone disagree with me? Anyone? Anyone disagree, including law enforcement? Anyone disagree with me? The FBI, look at this. The FBI became the world's largest distributor of child sex abuse imagery on the internet. Now, Jim Caviezel, I'm gonna play a trailer. July 4th, I already have my ticket, okay? We're going to play the interview. It's one of the most impactful interviews. I literally had tears in my eyes. I had tears in my eyes. I did. Not because it's taking place, but because Americans are doing nothing about this. Are you know, the good and the evil, I can do good and evil. You know, I can identify evil, I can be good, we can have that battle. And the saddest part of what's going on, how could we just allow this? We're allowing it. Go ahead and play this.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's gonna pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time to a child, 5 to 10 times a day. God's children are not for sale.
How long have you been doing this?
12 years now.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
You don't
Sean set the screen capture for the guest.
¿Puedes ayudarme a encontrar mi hermana?
Te lo prometo.
We're Homeland Security. You know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
Which means she'll disappear for good. Imagine walking into a room right now, seeing an empty bed. What would we do?
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A. She's a major operator.
It's all rebel territory. No one goes in. Not the army, not the police, not us.
What if this was your daughter?
There's no Marine unit coming.
You're on your own.
This job tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance to put those pieces back together.
When God tells you what to do, you cannot hesitate.
An estimated 2 million children are trafficked every year, and we can help them. Sound of Freedom is based on a true story about real-life heroes saving kids from the dark world of child trafficking. We know this is heartbreaking and it hurts to look at, but the first step in helping these children is hearing their story. Not enough people know this problem exists, and even fewer people are willing to do anything about it. Our goal is to inspire 2 million people to attend the film's opening weekend, to represent the 2 million trafficked children around the world. To spread the word, Angel Studios set up a Pay It Forward program where you can pay for someone else's ticket who might not otherwise see it. If the ticket price is stopping you from attending, claim your free ticket at angel.com/freedom. Sound of Freedom opens the week of July 4th. Every parent, every adult, and every teenager in America should be there to see it. If millions of us come together today to see this film, we could propel the movement to help save millions of children around the world. And you can send the message that God's children are no longer for sale.
Listen, the theme is, okay, today, it was so impactful to me, okay? And my saddest moment at that time when I got emotional about it is there is that that cliche statement that we make that this is a spiritual battle. It's a battle between good and evil. And our greatest battle is the one-third group that will choose one side or the other but do something and rise up to it and stop the evil. You don't sit there as a bystander to watch the battle between good and evil. You engage. It is now time. It is a war that requires every single human soul, every godly soul, to participate in it. We will fail if you continue to sit back and watch others. Now, there are those that are standing in the gap. And I said, I'm going to bring some godly souls on to talk. They're standing in the gap. They're engaged, okay? That second third standing in the gap, supporting Pastor Pawlowski. The man is convicted, supposedly. It's on appeal, of course, for saying a prayer asking people to exercise their God-given right to speak up, redress grievance, stand in the gap and put down this communism, this evil upon this earth. And he's in the fight of all of our lives. We're going to go to a break, come back. Let's do an update. These gentlemen are hearing my voice right now. They're going to be able to speak to this. They are in the, I mean, Nathan Pawlowski, when his dad was in jail, maintained his composure, continued to do the great work that his dad would expect him to do. He's going to be joined by somebody else, another godly patriot. You know, and I don't want to say they're from Canada, you know. They're one of God's warriors. There's no borders in that regard. Josh Alexander and Nathan Pawlowski coming right up right after this.
Introducing the Portal Universe only on QUX. This is America's first super app. Easily build your portal, share and monetize video content, live stream, products, music apps, and more. Engage in live chats and private video messaging. This isn't just a TV box or streaming device. This is your social television console. Become a merchant without any setup or monthly fees. Buy and sell using QUX tokens for private and secure encrypted transactions. You control the ads you watch. You control the content you see. You have easy access to products and services you want, all at the press of a button. QUX brings people together, enhances fellowship, community, and networking capabilities, while protecting privacy like never before. Don't wait. Go to QUX.TV right now and order your QUX TV box today using promo code Pete. Be part of a new digital frontier.
Cardio Miracle is the finest and most comprehensive nitric oxide and vitamin D supplement in the world. Made from the highest quality ingredients, Cardio Miracle is driven and backed by science and committed to your health and well-being. Get your 60-day, no-risk, money-back guarantee now at CardioMiracle.com.